Good morning, and welcome to Freedom Maine's Heart every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 1280 Radio. I'm Adrian Ford. Today on the Freedom Maine's program, I have a very special guest and a friend and colleague, and I'm learning more and more about the great work that she's doing. I want to welcome those of you in the listening audience to our guest, Jody Bridell. Jody?
Good morning, everyone, and thank you very much, Adrian, for having us on this morning.
Yeah, welcome, very much welcome to the Freedom Maine's program. We've talked about your coming on and getting this very important information out to the general public for some time. Jody is the executive director of the Growing Places Garden Project. Now, for those of them listening in their car or sitting at their morning table, what is the Growing Places Garden Project?
Well, Adrian, Growing Places Garden Project is a nonprofit actually founded by Kate Dice and Cindy Booner from Harvard, Mass. In 2001. And we are located in Clinton, and we have a mission to enhance the food security of people with limited economic means by donating gardens and helping them to grow food on their own within 22 towns of North Central Mass.
I've mentioned, for some of you who tune in regularly, I've mentioned the fact that the Minority Coalition recently received a New England grant to deal with racial and health disparities. And one of those areas that we're concentrating on is nutrition and proper eating habits and foods. And Jody is a part of that leadership team of that project. So we feel that this is a very, very important issue. And it seems like there's a movement occurring across this country, sort of a renewal. Because I grew up with a garden. A lot of us grew up with a garden. That's where we got our food. And then Three Pyramids has been around close to 40 years. We had our after-school program for 34 years. And we actually had a garden out in a farm out in Spencer where the kids actually grew their food and harvest that food. And it meant a lot to those children, and not only growing something, but understanding the nutritional values of that. So you're sort of bringing that back home, huh?
We're bringing it back home, and we're bringing it right in people's backyards. So we're very much interested in community food security and food policy, and how the community addresses access to food and the issues and tools that we can bring to the table to help people overcome some of the barriers that exist for them. You know, the definition of food security is really convenient, affordable access to sufficient, nutritious, culturally appropriate food that fuels a healthy and active life. And, you know, some of the data that we've come across is just astounding in terms of what people, the barriers that people are up against when they're trying to access food. According to surveys conducted in parallel with the U.S. Census of 2000, for example, over 25% of households with an income of 185% of poverty have reported experiencing food insecurity. So what that means for all of us is a family of four in 2009 who make $39,220 are really at risk here, and that our gardeners through Growing Places Garden Project, otherwise known as GPGP, are eligible when they meet the threshold of $42,400 for a family of four. And what we're most interested in doing is providing people with the tools right on site. So we come in and actually build gardens for individuals for free and help them in a two-year period become gardeners. Our mission really is to build gardens and grow gardeners. So we provide the seeds, the seedlings, the educational support on nutrition education, and work with folks over a two-year period so that they can become lifelong gardeners and take more control over themselves and the food that they bring into their family.
How do Jody? How do you address the issue of space, particularly in urban areas? Do you are these gardens on people's property, or do you get agreements from local municipalities to use space? How does that work out? Because as we said earlier, this has become a movement. You see gardens everywhere in the cities now.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that work?
We actually assess the site when we are working with individuals who express an interest. So we, for an individual who rents or owns their property, we go on their site and assess the site to ensure that the garden is successful. So 6 hours of sunlight, flat plot of land, and water access are all very important to us when we go to the location. When there is not a location available for an individual who is in need of our gardens, then we have built community gardens with different groups to address that need as well. And one example of that is in Clinton, we have a partnership with the Clinton Parent Home Program and the Clinton UMass Hospital, where there are over 35 beds up at the hospital where people can go in and access the gardens and bring the vegetables home for their families. We also are piloting a program this upcoming spring where we would introduce container gardens. So we're working with the Leominster Housing Authority now to bring 10 of those households within the Housing Authority on Main Street container gardens so that they could put those out on their balconies and still have access to the fresh vegetables.
You're listening to the Freedom Means program, heard every Sunday here at AM 1280 Radio. This is Adrian Ford. My guest is Jody Bridell. She is the executive director of the Growing Places Garden Project, known as GPGP.
GPGP.
And I like what you said, Jody, about the, I thought you said it, about the, or let me ask this question. To what extent are the elderly involved in these projects who, in terms of community gardens, are they involved in these projects?
They're involved in the community gardens as well as across the mainstream traditional gardens that started with Growing Places Garden Project, where we've built them right at their houses. So we have several instances. We've built over 100 households, 166 households' gardens, which have served approximately or fed approximately 550 people over the last 7 years. And certainly elderly are a part of that mix. And we've brought them both to their homes as well as to the elderly housing. We have a few examples out in Acton, in Lunenburg, in Lancaster, where we have beds set up, and they're specifically for the elderly who live there.
That's great.
Yes.
That's real good. How long have you been around? 166 gardens. That's a lot.
7 years.
7 years. And what's your service area?
Our service area is actually Acton, Ayr, Berlin, Bolton, Boxborough, Clinton, Devens, Fitchburg, Groton, Harvard, Hudson, Lancaster, Leominster, Littleton, Lunenburg, Maynard, Pepperell, and Shirley. And certainly you can go to our website at www.growingplaces.org to access additional information about our program, applications online in three different languages, English, Spanish, and Portuguese, as well as information regarding upcoming events like our open house and ribbon cutting ceremony, which will be held on February 28th from 1 to 3 at 75 Green Street in Clinton, Mass.
So well, let me back up before I ask you that. I talked about the elderly, who a lot of them have a history of gardens, and certainly nutritional food is very, very important to them. They're having some of them having difficulties in getting out to shopping and that kind of thing. What about the youth? How does the youth play into this?
Well, certainly the youth that we service through the families who actually receive gardens are actively participating in the program. When we support a gardener, we're supporting the whole family. Mm-hmm. So we are encouraging all members of the family, children. You know, we've had people on site when we install these gardens and provide the site visits and follow-ups between the ages of 2.5 to 80 years old. So we have youth involved in that way, and youth groups are also involved in volunteering and helping us get more gardens out to our service area. And another way that we are trying to get more information out there and children involved at a very early age is looking at gardens within the school system, which is not necessarily a new idea, but we're trying to come up with a creative approach so that we can, that would create a win-win for the school, the children, and the teachers, and the community at large.
Yeah, that would be good, because I guess we're not doing too good. I was coming in from out of town today, and they realize now the USDA was part of that food poisoning. They were buying food from that plant, and now they've discontinued it. But the plant will be out of business by now, anyways. What is the process of someone interested in getting involved in your program and finding a site, and what do they do? They call you, they go to your website, they register. What's the process here?
They can do whatever they feel most comfortable with. They can contact us at 978-598-3723 and talk to us about the process and how to get involved, either by receiving a garden themselves or volunteering or any of those things. They can go to our website, again, at www.growingplaces.org, where we have all of our information out there in terms of how to get more involved, how to access a garden, you know, they could call up, and I'd certainly welcome them to come down and visit us, and we can tour another garden so that they can actually see what they'd be getting involved in and talk through that process a little bit more.
So basically, you're very accessible.
We're very accessible.
We have about a minute or so left. Jody, I have a question. I was on a foundation board out of Boston, and we funded some groups out of Worcester who actually tested the land because I didn't realize until we funded these groups that a lot of our land is really messed up. It has chemicals and lead and all kinds of stuff in it. So how do you deal with that issue of knowing that the land is good to be growing things?
I think the beauty that we provide is that it's a raised bed environment, so we build on top of the soil. We don't go into the existing soil at all, so anything that is grown is above, and new soil is put in on site, so we haven't come across any of those issues.
Okay. You have been listening to the Freedom Means program, and our guest has been Jody Bridell. She is the executive director of the Building Growing Places Garden Project, GP. I want to thank you for coming on the Freedom Means program, and I'm sure you'll be coming back.
Thank you so much, Adrian.
You've been listening to Freedom Means with Adrian Ford. Heard every Sunday morning at 8:30 here on AM 1280 radio. Feel free to reach me at ford7_al@yahoo.com. Have a good morning.